you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitators and coaches Betsy McLaughlin and Kathy Williams to delve into different areas of your life, get unstuck, and create the life that is truly possible for you. These joyful ladies have changed their lives by utilizing the tools and techniques they share with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Kathy and Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Imperfect Brilliance Radio Show. I'm Kathy Williams here with my wonderful co-host, Betsy McLaughlin. And what are we talking about today, Betsy?
Hello, hello. We are doing a part two to our call that we did a couple of weeks ago on bodies.
Bodies.
I'm so excited. Bodies.
Changing.
Everybody
changing what
has one.
Oh, really? We're talking today about changing what doesn't seem to be changing with your body. Mm-hmm. And we shared a lot of tools earlier in May. Was it in May? I think so. Or otherwise in April of 2018. And now we kind of recognized that there are some more that we hadn't shared. And so we figured we'll do a part two. Because bodies are one of those things that can kind of get stuck with certain conditions or states and what would it take to change it? So that's actually a question we can even start with. What would it take to change this and make it really clear? And then see what pops into your awareness or even notice what you overhear when you're at a restaurant or stuff like mm-hmm. that. It's like, where can I get the information that I require? But before we go too much further, you want to say a little bit about us, Betsy?
You know what? I'm actually going to let you do it this time.
Oh, okay. All right. So Betsy and I are certified facilitators of Access Consciousness. Meaning we use the Access tools both in private sessions, group classes, and on this radio show. We mm-hmm. are also coaches and authors. We have both contributed to several books. I created the book called Relationships Done Easy, and we work all over the world. So online, of course, and traveling to teach classes and workshops, especially Access Bars and Access the Foundation class, which you'll hear about later. And we share tools related to those classes and from those classes and beyond those classes on this show. So we've been doing this for several years now. Betsy's been doing it over 3 years and I've been doing it over two. And so we have lots of archives. If you just search Imperfect Brilliance online, we have shows about money and parenting and bodies and relationships and travel. Last week's show was on tips for travel, making travel easier, and all sorts of interviews as well with different people. Dane here and Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness. And earlier in the month, we had a conversation with Corey Michelle, the founder of the Crazy Possible Experiment, which was an awesome conversation. So check that out. But don't go too far yet, because we're going to have a fun conversation about bodies today. So we're glad you're here. All right, Betsy.
Yay, bodies.
Take it away.
I just taught a foundation class the last day was yesterday, and as Kathy said, you know, we teach this class regularly, and it is a 4-day class that is so amazing, and the change even just in those 4 days is really indescribable. And a large part of that is actually about your body. One of the things is we do several different energetic body processes where you actually lay on a massage table and you receive energies. And for a lot of people, it's really the first time that they allow their bodies to just relax. And one of the students said, well, what do I have to do while I'm on the table? And, you know, that's so interesting because we're so used to we have to do something. So it's like you don't have to do anything. You lay there and receive these amazing energies. And every time she had a body process run on her, she fell fast asleep. Her body was so happy to be relaxed and simply enjoying the energies.
Those are amazing. Amazing. And so often we go into a bodywork session or something like that, and we have judgments. Oh, this should change, or this knot needs to leave, or whatever mm-hmm. the case may be. And with body processes, usually not so much. It's like, let go of your expectations and just allow whatever's going to show up to show up. And one of those body processes that you can actually run on yourself is called molecular demanifestation and demolecular manifestation. And that is to get rid of things that are present that should not be there, like a tumor or extra bone tissue, something like that. And
mold,
to
skin tags.
Yes, moles. Lots of things we could probably think of.
Yep.
And what else? Varicose veins, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then to invite the cells to show up in a different way. So demolecular manifestation would be to for something new to show up, and molecular demanifestation would be to get rid of something. So you can actually say demolecular manifestation of everything that should be present that isn't, and molecular demanifestation of everything that's here that shouldn't be. And run that on yourself, run it on your belly or your varicose veins or whatever the case may be. And it's really a fascinating process because it's helped lots of people get rid of things that shouldn't be there. And also maybe in the case of like osteoporosis or osteopenia or other things, even, you know, actualizing better skin, the demolecular manifestation is really, really useful. So that's one that you can start to play with on yourself. I know it's like really long to say that, but you can also, once you kind of get familiar with the energy, you could say DMMD and ask that just to run on your body. It is really more dynamic if you have someone else do it to you than it is if you do it, but it's still, you know, there's still a beautiful energetic quality if you run it on yourself as well.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to add to that, Betsy?
I actually do. Thank you. What I would suggest is not to have any expectations or preconceived ideas about what it will do or what it won't do. And if you simply run the energies and see what shows up. And if anything shows up, it might, because it could all be something you can't see. And what was really funny for me is, you know, I love these processes and how amazing they feel. And I had a couple of, I had like one of those kind of pink moles on my, two different places, one on my thigh and one on my forehead, and they're disappearing. And
oh, wow.
Like, oh, look at that. Like the one on my leg is pretty much gone, and the one on my forehead is it was never, neither one of them were that large to begin with, but it's, you know, I've had them for a very long time, and it's like, oh wow, they're like almost gone now. So like, how? So wow.
Tell us more.
Yeah,
tell us more about how you've been running them. I mean, so what, and it's funny because I hesitate to ask how you've been running them, but I'd like mm-hmm. people to have a little more information too. Just know as a listener, like, this is not a prescription, but it's just an example of how Betsy is using the process.
Exactly. I wasn't running it with the specific intention to have anything disappear. I simply run it, and I just ask it to run, and my body now, you know, like, knows the energy, and it will just turn on. And so it's not like you have to stand on your head and, you know, rotate three times or anything like that. You know, it's very simple. You just say the process and ask it to run. And again, no intention. It wasn't like I set out to eliminate these molds. It just was something that happened.
Okay, so when you ask it to run, do you put your hand on the mole and run the process, or do you just kind of ask the energy to run through your body?
I just ask the energy to run through my body. You can put it where you'd like, you know, like if you have a spot that you would like to direct the attention to, but that was just kind of the point of what I was saying, was I wasn't directing it anywhere specifically. And then this was just something that I noticed one day. I was like, wow, look at that. What about cool. for you when you're running it?
That's pretty cool. So there are certain energies that I run through my body pretty much all day long, and I usually kind of start to activate them in the shower. Mm-hmm. And with molecular demanifestation and demolecular manifestation, that's one that I actually don't usually just run through my body, although maybe I might start. I usually take my hand and put it on whatever area that I'm working with and run the process. So I just say the process a couple of times and then ask it to run. And it does. My hands heat up. You know, and that's a thing I want to, make really clear. Your hands don't have to heat up. You don't actually have to feel something for it to work. I know a lot of people, even a woman who came up to me at my son's birthday party, she's like, I don't feel energy. You know, and I said, well, have you ever walked in a room and you know that people aren't happy with each other? And she said, yeah. And I said, okay, you feel energy. It's just a little different from maybe what you expect or think will show up. And there are ways to cultivate it more. But yes, you don't have to feel anything going on, and the process can still work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so that, you know, there's a great example of, I was not running it any one particular way, and this is what happened, and then you might actually put your hand on the place and see what happens that way. So there's no one right way to do this, and there's no wrong way to do it. And that's one of the things that I love about all of these body processes that we do.
Yes. And then the other thing I just thought of, which is really fun too, is you can ask a process to just run while you sleep.
You sure can.
Say the name of the process and then ask it to run while you sleep, and it will. So,
yeah.
Goodness, there are so many fun tools and things to use with bodies. And some of those are questions. And I was just thinking before our show about how many projections and expectations we have about our bodies, and sort of not only our projections and expectations, but other people's projections and expectations about them too. Let's say you've just had a birthday and you turned a big 5-0 or 60 or something like that, you know, people have projections and expectations about how your body will be that your body doesn't actually have to match. But if we make them real and true, we align and agree, even if we resist and react to those, we can make that real and true and lock it into our bodies.
Yes.
So, absolutely. Would you like to do some clearings of projections and expectations about our bodies, Betsy?
Sure. There might just be a couple.
Yeah, a few, huh?
So, all the projections, expectations, judgments, separations that you might have about your body, what your body is, what your body isn't, what you wish it was, and everything unsaid, will you, around all of that, would you destroy and uncreate that, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Right, wrong, good, bad, putt-pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. And what we just used there is the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement, which is kind of like an energetic permission slip, a magic eraser that clears away all of these points of view so you have more freedom to choose. And where can they find more information on that?
If you would like to get more info, you can go to www.theclearingstatement.com. And just know that you don't have to understand it. You know, one of the things that we're so taught in, as we grow up and in school and everything, that you have to understand everything. And until you understand it, you can't really do anything. And so here we come along and we're like, hey, guess what? You don't have to understand it. You don't have to figure it out. And just know that it works.
Yay! It's easier.
Oh, way goodness. Easier.
We have so much more to discuss about, oh, and even the molecule turn exercise to do later on Imperfect Brilliance. So stay tuned, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm gonna return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Imperfect Brilliant. You are listening to Kathy Williams and myself, Betsy McLaughlin, as we every week here Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, and what time Hawaii?
12 noon.
12 noon.
Which makes
Hawaii.
It 12 midnight in Central Europe.
Wow. So we're so grateful, right, that there are replays as well. So people who might not be up in the middle of the night to listen to us, they can catch us on OWN Times, get the replay there. We're also on iTunes, and you can find us on our website is imperfectbrilliance.com. Really easy. The same thing for Facebook, but we do have a Facebook page. And then Kathy's name is with a K, Kathy Williams. And her website is meetkathywilliams.com. And mine is creatingyumminess.com. So lots of ways to find us. Oh, and you can also email us at imperfectbrilliant@gmail.com. So there's kind of like a running theme with our name there, isn't there, Kathy?
There is, huh? Lots of imperfect brilliance going on. You know, and we do love to hear from you. In fact, your questions informed the show, why we're doing another one on bodies. So you ask, and when it seems to fit the flow, we do a show about your questions. So please keep them coming, and whatever format you like, Facebook, email, calling us, as the case may be, just send them in, and we really do take them into consideration. So thank you, guys. All right. So, you know, as I was thinking about the show today, I would love to do the molecule turn exercise. However, I'm getting that maybe there's a little bit more stuff around projections and expectations that we can talk about. And you know, we didn't even mention Betsy is a right body for you facilitator. And you want to talk a little bit about what that even means for people who don't know?
Yes. And, you know, the first thing is like, what is the right body for you? And what if that right body is the body you already have? So everywhere that just made you go, huh? Would you like to destroy and uncreate all that?
Yes.
Right, wrong, get that pop, pop, all nine shorts, boys and meons. And I know certainly for me, Kathy, I spent so much of my life judging the heck out of my body, like pretty much 24/7. And no matter what I was doing or what I wasn't doing, it wasn't enough. I didn't look the way I wanted to look. And so much time, speaking of projections, like what did I project at my body?
Yeah, it's so interesting because if our point of view creates our reality, and we're going to do a show on that later this summer, then if our point of view is, oh, my body will always be like this, or it's hard to change, right? If the point of view is it's hard to change, then guess what's going to show up? It's hard to change.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
In the last show about bodies, we talked a little bit about all of the points of view creating this, whatever that may be, extra fat or illness or whatever, destroy and uncreate those, right? All the points of view creating this, destroy and uncreate those. And you can even say all the projections, expectations, and judgments creating this, destroy and uncreate those. And let's just do it. Times the godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, pod, pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. Woo.
Right, yes.
There was a lot of energetic charge on that.
There really was. And would you be willing to be kindness to you and to your body, no matter what you have done, what you have chosen, what you have not done, what you have not chosen, and begin to have communion with your body?
Yes. So can you talk a little bit more about communion, Betsy?
Yes. And I wonder, like, what would it take and what would it look like if your body was your best friend? You know, like, after all, our bodies are with us all the time. And do we treat our body as good as we do, like, our best friend, our companion, our confidant? Do we have that with our body?
No, I think not usually. In fact, I think if you know, we thought of our body as a little animal, it would have run away by now. Right?
For, like, a lot of us, and certainly me, yes. I'm out. Yeah. So in realizing, like, if, you know, again, I speak from my own personal experience here, when I stopped waging war on my body and I realized, like, oh, maybe these weren't, that wasn't my best choice. And that's the cool thing about choice, is you can, you know, you can keep choosing and you can choose again and you can choose again. So if something isn't working, hey, let's just choose something different. And what if choice was not a judgeable offense?
What if choice was not a judgeable offense? That kind of means if you choose and you look at your choice, you don't make it wrong. You don't make it right. Yeah. You just say, okay, I chose. And now what do I choose from here? Whoa, there's a little bit of cackliness. Okay. Yeah.
So,
I mean, what's kind of world changing, Betsy, if we're willing to not judge any of our choices, how much space does that open up?
It really
even what you
does.
Just ate.
It really does. Yes, exactly. Like what you just ate, or maybe you didn't go to the gym this morning, or whatever it is that you might be scolding yourself or saying, oh, I really should have done X, Y, Z, fill in the blank, whatever it is, would you be willing to not judge the heck out of yourself? And so if you're not judging yourself, you're not at war with your body, and your body is your bestie, and you're enjoying your body and you're speaking to your body kindly and having that joy of that, you know, having the experience of having a body. And what else, how else could you have this delicious communion with your body? And what else is coming up for you, Kathy, when we're talking about ease and communion?
You know, appreciation is really coming up. Like, when you're talking about what, and the fact that this body allows us to experience life on planet Earth, it allows us to experience the sun on our skin and the joy of a hug, the taste of our favorite fruit. You know, it allows us to experience all of that. And so how much gratitude can we weave in to our everyday? You know, even just, you know, waking up and stretching and and allowing more energy to come through the body, and maybe even giving ourselves a squeeze, like, hey, body, thanks for putting up with me. Thanks for showing up. Yeah, my life would be totally different without a body.
And I love that you said the part about stretching. Like, you watch a cat or a dog when they have had a delicious sleep, and they get up and they're, you know, they're very languid, and they're like, oh, and they're stretching before they get up and move. And what if you did that, and you took a couple minutes before you start your very busy day and say, hi, body, hi. And when you're in the shower, maybe a couple of extra minutes of appreciation for everything that our bodies do for us. And how, if you started every day like that and set that as the tone for your day with your best friend who you're taking with you everywhere, I wonder what would show up then.
Yeah, so let's explore. You know, let's see. You know, I mean, what strikes me is most of our body is working well, right? And then if there's something that's not working well, our wrists, our back, our intestines, you know, whatever it is, then we give it attention. Rather than like, hey, wow, I'm really happy that my body works well, and I can smile, and I can chew, and I can walk, and, you know, just acknowledging what is working well, because, I mean, 99% of the time we focus on the body, it's because something's not working well.
Yes, and then we get angry at our bodies. Let's say, you know, we our knee hurts or whatever, and then we get mad. And what if our bodies are actually talking to us and trying to tell us something? And, you know, I've certainly am not going to tell you what your body's telling you, but what if you stop and you can have a conversation with your body too?
Absolutely.
Body, what are you telling me? What are you showing me here?
And ask your body to make it really clear if it's not clear. You know, a lot of times we think, oh, I'm not getting any answers. Okay, then ask for it to be really clear.
Yeah.
And what do I know that I'm pretending not to know? You know, because if we've lied to ourselves all through our lives, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, you know, then we begin to believe that lie instead of, what do I know here? What would it take for me to acknowledge that?
Yes. Yes. And again, you know, it keeps popping in, like the kindness, but be kind to you, be kind to your body. And so if there is, you know, something that is not working the way you would like it to work, then what would it take to not get angry, but be in the space of, you know, what does your body require? Body, you know, and you, as you ask these questions and you start practicing these things, you will start to get awarenesses. And your awarenesses are always with you. And for some of us, we may have spent so much time discounting what we were aware of that that's why we think that we don't know.
Yes. Yeah.
I know even today I had an awareness. I was in the car and I had this pop. And it said, oh, I don't really want to go down this particular highway. And I felt, and I dismissed it almost as soon as it came in, like, oh, you know, that's whatever. And then as we got close to that highway and it was already too late to go a different way, they had a, you know, how they have sometimes have these message things, and it said there was a crash and there was a backup and everything. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't pay attention to an awareness that my body was telling me. And I just started laughing, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, thank you for the awareness, and I'm sorry I didn't listen, because I certainly could have gone a different way. And all I did when I got that awareness, instead of asking questions, which we talk about, is I just was like, oh, it'll, you know, it'll be fine.
Oh.
<It'll> be fine. And it was fine. I just got stuck in some traffic that if I had gone a different way or listened to that little voice that said, don't go this way, then I wouldn't have been stuck in the traffic for a while. So it can, you know, our bodies are amazing, because they really do give us information all the time.
Yes, constantly. And a lot of that information has really little to do with you. So mm-hmm. What do I mean by that? Well, one day I was teaching yoga and a PT was there. And if you're in Europe, I guess it's a physiotherapist. And, you know, working. And he said, I have, in the yoga class. And he said, I have mm-hmm. this back pain. And I said, oh, okay. Well, is it something you could just send down to the earth? Like energy that, you know, belongs to the earth, or it could use for healing. And he did, and the back pain left. And, I mean, I have numerous examples of this type of thing. So what if that's just an awareness? When you sense that tension in your body, it's just an awareness. It's not pain. It's just like, oh, the earth requires healing again, and here's the energy for that. There you go, planet. It's not a tough, hard thing you have to figure out. It's like, okay. Right now, each of us, let's just tap into how much energy in your body could you just send down to planet Earth? It's kind of like compost. Now the Earth can create something new. So just send it down. Okay, well,
perfect timing.
We would love to hear, you know, how that worked for you, and what questions you have. Just pop us a note at imperfectbrilliance@gmail.com or over on Facebook. And we'll be back in just a few minutes. We have another fun exercise to do later in the show. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to Imperfect Brilliance. We're having an amazing conversation today about bodies, and boy, oh boy, we've already gone all over the map, as we like to do, right, Kathy?
Oh, yes. You never know where we're going to go. We might have some ideas initially, and then
It's all free form.
We follow the energy. Yes, we totally just follow the energy. And where will it take us next? And speaking of where will it take us next, I know Kathy's kind of embarking on a fun tour around quite a few countries. So why don't you tell us all about that, Kathy, before we go back to the subject of bodies. And where are you taking your body?
Wowee, a week from today, I'm headed to Bali. Bali and then London. In London, I'll be facilitating a radical abundance class, which you can access online, and also access bars on June 27th, and then access consciousness, the foundation class, on the 28th of June through the 1st of July. So radical abundance is on the 26th, then bars, and then the 4-day foundation class. And we have people joining us from all over for that, which is super fun. I'm excited. It's pretty multicultural at the moment. And then from there, headed to Chicago again for an Access Consciousness Foundation class on July 9th. And again, that's 4 days. It is in front of Lake Michigan. We have this glorious view of the lake, and it just lights me up so much. So I'm excited to play there. And 2 days later in Appleton, Wisconsin, so mid-July there, and then on to the beach in Hilton Head. And you're welcome to come play on Hilton Head Island. It's it is literally steps from the beach. So on the breaks, you can go dip your toes in the water or the sand and feel those beautiful breezes. And you can find out all about all of those at kathywilliams.com/upcoming, or head on over to accessconsciousness.com/Kathy Williams, and Kathy has a K, Williams has an S, and I would just love to play with you anywhere in the world. And you can find me on Facebook, Kathy Jones Williams on Facebook, if you want to ping me a message or something like that. How about you, Betsy? What's up?
Yeah.
What do you have?
Oh, and would you like to tell everybody about our call that is Saturday, this Saturday, June 2nd.
Oh, yes. Yes. So it is June 2nd. Yeah, thank you for that. already June. Can you guys believe it? Already midway through the year. It's pretty wild.
Almost.
So June 2nd, we are doing a fun call about judgments, about limitations and money, all the ways we've limited our financial flows, limitations we've placed on what we can earn or what we can receive, all sorts of limitations around money. And that is, I think it's at 8 a.m. Hawaii time, which makes it 11 a.m. Pacific. Yes.
Mm-hmm. 2 p.m. Eastern.
7 p.m. London.
You can love it. So lots of good time zones for people. And we will be recording it if you can't join us live. Find out. It's called Unwinding the Limitations of Money, and it is on our website at imperfectbrilliance.com. So easy to sign up there. Thank you so much for telling us about that. And then I have some classes coming up as well. I've got a Bars Can Access Bars class June 10th in Maryland. And then I also have a foundation, another, I just added it. I'm so excited. Another one on the end of June.
Yay!
In Maryland as well. And I've got a lot of other things cooking, but not firm dates. My mother's having some surgery, so I'm kind of waiting to see how some of that plays out before I finalize a couple more dates. But in the meantime, you can always reach out to us. And Kathy and I love facilitating together as well. And reach out to us. We'd love to come to your neck of the woods with our beautiful bodies.
Yes. So it's Kathy, just so much fun to see you in person. Yes.
Oh, it is. And people, it's so fun. It is so, so fun. And you had mentioned, you had kind of teased everybody a little bit right before our break about molecules and the body. So I would love to talk about that before we end up running out of time, because again, this hour is going by so fast.
So true. So how about we just let them have an experience instead of talking about it? Okay, cool.
Go for it.
All right. Yeah. So unless you're driving a moving vehicle, okay, feel free to close your eyes. So you gauge that. And I'm just saying that because oftentimes it's a little easier to tap into this if you are closing your eyes, although it's not completely necessary. So go ahead and soften your body. Yeah, letting go of any extraneous tension. And now expand your awareness to fill the space you're in, if that's a car. Fill the room, so all four corners of the ceiling and all four of the floor, all the walls. And as you expand, widen out, kind of like an ice cube melting with your awareness, just softening and expanding. Bigger and bigger across the town or countryside, across the country, include the earth, so downward into the earth, upward into the sky, and outward, 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 bigger and bigger, bigger and bigger, across, until you include the entire planet in your awareness and across the solar system. Expanding bigger to include this galaxy is one of trillions upon trillions of galaxies in your awareness. And as you do, look back on your little body and anything you'd like to change. And just ask, what one molecule could I turn to change this? And just flip it. And turn it again. And turn it again. And allow a cascade. So allow all the other molecules that are ready for change to sort of cascade and turn their polarity and change themselves however they would like to change, because your body knows how to realign itself. It knows how it would like to change. So allow a cascade of all these different molecules turning and changing. And now ask again, is there another molecule for me to play with? And just go in, and if there is, turn that molecule. And turn it again, and turn it again, and turn it again, and again, and again, and again. And allow a cascade effect of all the other molecules that are ready for change to shift and change in the ways they would like to. And know that you can do this exercise as often as you wish. And with anything, not just your body, your relationships, your business, your finances, anything. So what energy, space, and consciousness can you be to receive effortless change in any area for all eternity? And everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and then create it, please?
Yes. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and popcorn, nine shorts, boys, and beyond.
Cool.
And, you know, Kathy, thank you. And I love doing these expansions and so quickly, it just gets you to a place of peace and more communion with you and your body.
Yeah, you know, as we expand out, we kind of shed our points of view. We shed our limitations. We shed all those judgments and conclusions because we expanded to what's really true. All of that other stuff is made up, right? Judgments, conclusions, stories are all made up. And so as you expand, you let go of those and invite and embrace and step into more possibility, and which includes greater capacity for change.
Yes, very much so.
There's so much space and now.
there really is so much space. And you know how we had talked a little bit earlier about learning that we always have to have an answer. And one of the other things that's popping in is how there's a kind of a point of view with some things that you have to work hard for something. And if
yes,
you don't work
absolutely.
Hard for it, it's not going to happen. And
yeah, in, or that we the, have to like, judge ourselves. Oh, go ahead.
No, go.
That we have to judge ourselves to create change. You know, you mentioned that a little bit earlier. Yeah, right? In the way of, you know, oh, I haven't exercised enough or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, no, just how would my body like to move today?
Yeah.
There's a very different energy to
fun.
Yeah, how it yeah. would like to move than to exercise, right? It's like a
yeah.
burden.
Yeah. It really is. And, you know, when it becomes a chore, if you wake up or you know, whatever it is, and it's a drudgery and a, ugh, and, you know, like how much joy are you really creating there? And so, yes, I love the question, you know, body, what would you like to do? How would you like to move? I had just stopped at the drugstore and a fun song came on and I just in the middle of the drugstore started dancing, like bopping along
uh-huh.
with the song, you know, like, I mean, it was just so fun and spontaneous. And how much do you not allow your body to be that fun and spontaneous being that your body truly is?
Oh, I love that question, Betsy. Thank you for that. Because, you know,
You're
I was
welcome.
At the beach yesterday watching children, and they were in motion pretty much nonstop. Here and there would be a pause, but they just moved and moved and moved. And if you looked around at the adults, we were all just stagnant. And I wonder, you know, what would change if we would allow ourselves to sway and move and walk together. You know, now the new thing is walking meetings where instead of sitting in a room together, people actually go for walks to have a meeting. Yeah, which is I find like really great, right? You get your exercise and get to, you know, do whatever work you have to do. So you might need a notepad or something like that, but at least I would. I love to take notes. I can take notes during a radio show.
I know. I do too. I'm scribbling away over here. And, you know, even like they have now, they have desks where you can move them so you can stand up and work or you can be sitting down. And, you know, like it's our bodies. I know for me, if I sit too long, my body gets so stiff and like, oh, I got to move my body, get up and move.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that kind of improves blood flow and allows our bodies to be vibrant and energized. You know, in the foundation class, we talk about a couple other energetic exercises you can do that keep the body vibrant.
Because again, if we're sitting so much, it does stagnate. It doesn't flow as much as it could. So exercises is one of those things that really encourages optimal health. And maybe we could say movement instead of exercise. And then, if you've taken an Access Bars class at any point, pulling energy through the body is also one of those things that contributes to that as well. It's kind of like its own movement or exercise.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So, Betsy, we just have a couple minutes left. Is there anything that we've left unsaid or anything?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot more we could say. I guess recap it by have fun with whatever you choose. Be kind to you and your body. And if you find yourself judging, stop it.
There's actually a YouTube video, Stop It. It's remember who's in it, but it's really funny. Oh, it was a psychiatrist. He's like, not
oh,
really,
but, what was his name?
I have two words for you. Stop it.
Yes. Yes. Oh, it was funny because the woman walked in and he says, I can cure your problem in 5 minutes. And this is a sitcom.
Yes.
I can't think of his name, but it's a fun video to watch. So thank you guys so much for listening to Imperfect Brilliance. We're so grateful for you.
Yes, please drop us a line. And in between shows, you can always hear us on iom.fm or on SoundCloud or iTunes. So go look up your favorite topic and we'll have a show on it somewhere in the archives. Thanks so much, everybody. We adore you.